Well, if you were hoping for a decrease in your council tax bills next year, stand by for some disappointment, because Kent County Council is proposing a 5% increase in its council tax. Why, you might ask, is the council imposing more increases on us? Well, part of the reason is that over recent years, the government has simply cut grants that it used to give to local authorities to pay for services. And at the same time, the county council is seeing an increased demand for some of its services, notably social care for adults. And the reason that that's imposing a pressure on the council is because of the increasing numbers of elderly people in the county. This is not the first year that the county council has come up with plans to save tens of millions of pounds, and I think it will be hoping that this will be the final year in which it's got to impose some pain on council taxpayers. The government's claim that the period of austerity is ending or has ended offers just a glimmer of hope that possibly the government may find some room for manoeuvre in this autumn budget and find some money to help councils who are under such pressure, like Kent County Council, to fund services. What does this all mean for council taxpayers in numbers then? Well, the average Band D bill will rise by around about £59 to £1,237. If you live in Band C homes, the increase would be around about £52, or the equivalent of an extra pound a week. Now, KCC is emphasising that it wants to hear residents' views on the budget and its spending plans, and whether it thinks it's got its priorities right. As to the detail of where all these savings are going to come from, we haven't been told that at this stage, and I don't think the County Council itself really knows how it's going to bridge the shortfall that has been created by diminishing government grants and increased pressure on services.